a US-based defence company, has been putting up posters around Sydney recently. At a glance, they might appear to be for a music festival or an art exhibition, but in fact, they were for a talk given by CEO Palmer Luckey. In an effort to grow the company within Australia, there was a contract with the Australian Navy to develop unmanned submarines. Tony Part has this story.
In the past month, posters have appeared around Sydney advertising an event called In the Ops Room with Palmer Luckey, a tech talk at a trendy inner-city venue last Thursday. The event in question was organised by US-based defence company Anduril, and the talk given by its CEO, Palmer Luckey. Dr. Julia Scott-Stevenson, a researcher in immersive media at the University of Technology Sydney, says the advertising style is reflective of Luckey's history in media and symbolises an attempt to stand out and attract talent.
Really different from traditional defence advertising. Palmer Luckey comes from, you know, a tech, gaming, immersive media background, and he seems to be here to really make a pitch to attract developers from that world, from the kind of more consumer product world, over into defence development. And he's trying to make the case that the way they do things is very different from traditional defence contractors.
Luckey is known for starting virtual reality company Oculus VR in 2014, which he sold to Facebook in 2017 for $2 billion. Anduril have recently announced the establishment of its Australian arm and hope to rapidly expand their staff here. In his talk, Luckey reportedly proposed the defence industry as a more gratifying and important alternative to other tech roles, dismissing them as useless.
He was trying to encourage people to come and work in defence, and he states that that's a much more fulfilling approach. When I look at immersive media technologies, I think there's some really interesting possibilities there for exploring scenarios of futures that we might want to have. So looking at what a climate future that's positive might look like. And I think it's a bit spurious to set up this binary between military and defence as being the effective and useful purpose of these things, and entertainment and pop culture as being irrelevant.
Anduril has recently announced its partnership with the Australian Navy to develop and manufacture three prototype unmanned submarines known as extra-large autonomous undersea vehicles. Both parties have committed $70 million to the project. The prototypes are being built in Sydney. All three are to be completed in the next 3 years, with the first expected within one. Luckey justified the development of autonomous weapons in his talk. Dr. Scott Stevenson, however, believes there are better ways.
I think he's taking that classic drug dealer defence of the, if we don't supply it, somebody else will. And I think that's a really problematic approach. It is possible to actually prevent work on this without having to be the one forging ahead, making these tools.
Toby Walsh, Professor of Artificial Intelligence at the University of New South Wales, says autonomous weapons like these submarines could pose a serious danger, that they can make mistakes and often do.
Yes, certainly I've described them as not just weapons of terror, but weapons of error, because at the moment the algorithms may be making frequent mistakes. We've seen, for example, with drone program, that the Pentagon Papers revealed that 9 out of 10 people being targeted were not the intended target. So that's why you've still got a human in the loop.
According to Walsh, Australia is at the forefront of autonomous weapon development, with Boeing Australia currently developing an unmanned aerial vehicle that utilises AI. He says despite this, we aren't doing enough to regulate these technologies.
We're certainly not doing enough. We are actually leading the development of such technologies, not just under the sea with these submarines. We have the Loyal Wingman program, which is developing autonomous drones. We have Defence CRC with over $100 million being invested to develop trusted autonomous systems. Therefore, we're really at the vanguard of pushing these technologies, and yet we are not contributing in a very positive sense to the discussions that have been going on now for many years at the United Nations around how we should and could regulate the technology in the space like we've regulated other technologies.
So what can we do to better control autonomous weapons and their development? Well, Walsh says the key is including the ability for human intervention, but the intrinsic nature of these weapons makes that a problem.
The discussions hinge around a really important idea, the idea of meaningful human control, that you always want to ensure that there is some human who is ultimately accountable, because machines are not accountable. They can't be punished. They don't have consciousness. They're not sentient. Only humans can be held accountable, and humans are held accountable. We have international humanitarian law and courts in The Hague and elsewhere that will call people to account for war crimes. And so ultimately, we have to ensure always that there is meaningful human control of any such weapon systems. That is a real challenge when you're talking about an autonomous submarine, because you can't be in meaningful contact with such a submarine because there's no way to communicate very effectively under the sea.
Anduril says these unmanned submarines are aimed to temporarily plug a gap in Australia's defence strategy, as our current fleet of Collins-class submarines is shortly due for retirement. Last year, the Morrison government controversially cancelled its plan to purchase a fleet of French-made diesel-electric submarines in favour of developing nuclear-powered submarines under the AUKUS Security Pact. Our chance of actually acquiring these submarines has been looking progressively slimmer, with the US Navy stating its shipbuilding efforts have been hindered by cost growth and supply shortages in a recent report to Congress. Even if we do acquire them, it likely won't be till at least 2040. Anduril's unmanned submarines are substantially cheaper and faster to produce, posing the question, is this really just a temporary solution?
Tony Putt there, ending that report.